Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
That's what I'm talking about, Chandler Emerson. Fire that sucker up. 803. The goosebumps are moving up your arm. The hair on your arm is standing up because you know it's time to play the game. And Chandler Emerson, what are we playing today? Got to know. What's that Will Reed like? Oh, my friend. It's time to play The Number is Right. We don't need one caller. Nah. Not much longer now. We don't need two. We need three. I need three. I need them here. I need them now. I need their estimated time of arrival to be now. Three callers at 656-9900. We're playing The Number is Right. It's just like the opening showcase of The Price is Right. We're going to give you a stats-based number question, something that is going to talk about the relevancy of what has been sports in the last 72 hours. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And from there, whoever the two are that are the closest without going over, advance to the final round. One question remaining. Final guy, you know how it works. You've listened to the show so many times. And today you're going to score from our friends at the Tennessee Smokies. They've got an upcoming home series against the, wait for it, Rocket City Trash Pandas. I'd say that's arguably a top three, top four name in all of minor league baseball. You got the Hartford Yard Goats. What's up to our friends up in Binghamton with the Rumble Ponies? All that and more. You get a chance to hear and see the Smokies live and in person. Shouts to our dude Mick Gillespie and the entire staff up off 407 at Smokies Park. Let's get Danny in here first. Hi, Danny. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Cheers to you. Your question for today is about Tennessee baseball. And for those of you who do not know, Ole Miss just beat Oklahoma two games in the National Championship College World Series series. Well, the Vols went 4-0 combined against Oklahoma and Ole Miss this past year. Hey, Danny, in those four combined games, the four wins for Tennessee over the Sooners and the Rebels, how many total runs did Tennessee baseball score?
Let's go 40.
40, says Danny. Hey, Arthur, combined runs scored for Tennessee in four games against Ole Miss and Oklahoma?
We'll say 35.
35. Finally, Jerry, how many total runs did Tennessee score in the four games between Ole Miss and Oklahoma?
27.
Remember, boys, it's the closest without going over. Correct answer? 34. So that means Jerry, and luckily for you, Arthur, you survived. We got to say goodbye to Danny. Arthur, you survived for the second question. We'll continue with this Tennessee Ole Miss Oklahoma equation. What was the highest total number of runs scored in a single game for Tennessee out of those four matchups?
12.
Arthur says 12. Jerry, what was the highest total number of runs scored out of those four games between Ole Miss and Oklahoma for the Volunteers?
13.
Jerry says 13. It was close. But Arthur, you get to win. It was a 12-1 victory over the Rebs in Oxford back on March 25th. Play some winter music for him. Did it sting a little bit? Because I'm going to... Man, I certainly like playing the neutral card on here. I do. Look, I like playing neutral. I like to look at it from both sides. But if I could go a little inside baseball, just a little bit. Index finger thumbs almost touching. Just a little bit. Friday night, I sat on the porch. I'm talking to some friends. Hey, hey, tomorrow night, do you want to watch the College World Series game together? And I was like, nah, probably not. And we were talking about it, and me included, with two other friends, our rear ends were a little chapped. At Tennessee's going to have to watch two teams that they want to combine 4-0 against play for the College World Series. And you know what? Those are two of the friends out of the five that were on the porch with me who, the second the Vols lost to Notre Dame, they said, could not care less about the College World Series. Don't want to know updates. Could not care who gets eliminated. I don't even care if Notre Dame goes on to win the whole thing. Because, look, let's be honest. There is a little bit of pettiness in our world. There is a little bit of spite. I was that guy growing up a lot. If my team got eliminated, I would watch until the team who beat my team because I wanted to see them lose. Well, I'm not going to quit watching until they lose. And as soon as they lost, could not care about anything else after that. So maybe some of you continued to watch the College World Series until Notre Dame got the dump, which A&M handed them the dump button about, I don't know, 9 days later, whatever it may have been. But even some of those guys who refused to watch the College World Series, they were a little intrigued with what Ole Miss and Oklahoma were going to do just because of what the Vols' success was in those four games. So those of you who are keeping track with how the Volunteers fared this year, it was all the way back on March the 6th, remember? The Vols went down to Houston, and they were part of that series with Texas, Baylor, and Oklahoma. That March 26th game, it was March 6th, I misspoke, Tennessee beat Oklahoma 8-0. Then you fast forward to the end of the month where the Vols went down to Oxford. It was a 12-1 Friday win, 10-3 Saturday win, 4-3 victory over Ole Miss. Of course, you heard the call of all those games here on the Sports Animal. Shouts to our dude, John Wilkerson, which he'll be on your radio later this afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m. with Jimmy Himes. That's how our local programming goes each and every day. 13 hours of Tennessee talk. When you need the latest, when you need the breaking news, you find it right here on your flagship station for Tennessee Athletics. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Chandler Emerson, how about it? Buddy Greg RV Motorhomes update here at 808.
The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup Finals. Their series victory came in Game 6, 2-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's the first Stanley Cup Finals championship for Colorado since 2001. Ole Miss won its first College World Series title after defeating Oklahoma 4-2. The Rebels were the final team to make the postseason field, yet made quick work in Omaha with a two-game sweep of the Sooners. MLB, the Dodgers outlasted the Braves in extras 5-3. The Cubs edged the Cardinals 6-5. The Reds hammered the Giants 10-3. And the Yankees doubled up the Astros 6-3. It's 8:09. Good morning. I'm Chandler Emerson.
All right. In the words of my co-host, Will West, who's going to rejoin the program tomorrow, can I napalm the show a little bit here? Because this is big, especially in our neck of the woods. I mean big, I mean our neck of the woods. I mean the big for the two people who are currently occupying the Budweiser studios this morning. Hi, salutations. 8:17 for your Monday, and there's no Kaner. There's no Will West. I don't know who thought it'd be a great idea to let me just do this thing by myself, but we'll find out if I get handed my pink slip by 9 a.m. this morning. It is Tyler Ivins. I'm with you till top of the hour. E.A. and Brian are going to take over. Chandler Emerson, you and I share many loves, many things in common in the world today, but it's very, very, very rare that we share a common love for a brand of travel stops throughout the United States of America. And I'm going to be completely 100% fair, honest, and frank with you. I'm not the type of person who lets trends dictate my loves. Like growing up in high school, the trendy shoes, nope, wasn't going to get them. Didn't want them. Wearing my clothes a certain way, no chance you're going to see me do that. Popular sayings, how we covered our book bags, what we did, the music we... No, I was my own trendsetter. I did what I wanted to do, and I just walked the way I wanted to walk. When I first heard about this travel stop, Buc-ee's, I just said, okay, some fad that's going to fall off in the next 1 year max. It won't be relevant in conversation anymore. I'm not going to get sucked into it. Like to add it a second step, I don't even watch popular TV shows. Will West is the first person ever to have me jump on a show that everybody liked, and I can watch it along with everybody. Like Stranger Things, I'm juiced. I didn't start watching Stranger Things until about 3 weeks ago, and then I binge-watched the entire three seasons, then watched the release of the fourth season. Now I'm going to watch the final volume with everybody for the season. But when I found out you loved Buc-ee's the same amount that I love Buc-ee's, the travel stop location, our friendship just kind of blossomed and kind of matured even more. I got to ask you, tell me you're getting juiced up for the first Buc-ee's location that's going to open up here in the state of Tennessee. I'll go out of my way to shop if I have to. My goodness, dude, there's never been a bad experience anytime I've gone to Buc-ee's.
If you've never been to Buc-ee's, you haven't lived.
This is one of the greatest things in the world. I purposely will drive out of my way. My GPS will say for 5 straight minutes, turn around. No, I'm going to Buc-ee's 31 miles off my route.
Buc-ee's Crossville opened 19 minutes ago.
That's incredible. what are you doing after the show? Because if you think I'm playing this up for the segment, you're a fool. I 100% will go to Crossville this morning. You got any big plans at 9 a.m.?
It's crossed my mind.
Oh, no way. Do you want to show you, you carpool?
Yeah, we can carpool over there for some nuggets.
People are listening to this segment going, these two idiots are going to jump in a car at $4.59 a gallon, and they're going to go to Crossville to go to a travel stop. Like, do you think brisket's on the board at 8 a.m. this morning?
Brisket on the board for some brisket egg breakfast burritos.
Okay. Thank you for enunciating. You did a very nice job with that. Question, what's the greatest item that they actually sell out of Buc-ee's? Because I'm going to tell you right now, true or false, have I brought you back a Buc-ee's tie-dye t-shirt that was on a Buc-ee's mannequin inside one of the Buc-ee's stores located, wait for it, in the state of Texas?
True.
Yeah, it has. How many Buc-ee's locations have you been to? I'm not talking about the same one multiple times. I'm talking about unique addresses, Buc-ee's locations. Because I'm down for three in the state of Texas. I'm down for one in the state of Kentucky, one in the state of Georgia, two in the state of Florida. So what's the quick math on that? Seven? I've been to seven different Buc-ee's locations. And they are all identical. They all have the same things. I get it. They have the same flavors of jerky. They have the same Where are you at?
I think I'm at eight.
Okay. See, you were a little ahead of the game. So I'm not surprised that you stopped at more locations than I have.
I just had a vacation in Texas road trip. So I mean,
okay, that will do it. That'll do it. Why is it that this travel center, why is it that this brand of travel centers has got us over the moon giddy? Is it the clean bathrooms? Is it the fact that I can go to the bathroom and not step on a used Band-Aid? Or is it the fact that I can go to a bathroom and not have spitting hot water that hits the sink and then splashes all over my stomach like I just peed on myself? Is it the fact that the air dryers are always running at full blast? Is it because the soap dispensers are always full? Is it because it's just so darn clean and I can step outside to a happy smiling face and some hot pecans?
Underrated, not having to wait to pump your gas.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Especially nowadays.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not trying to wait in line for six pumps. The fact that I can pull in, man, and here's the thing. There's sometimes I go to a gas station, and it does not matter how great of a day I'm having. I always meet the biggest jerk who tries to ruin my day at the gas station. He'll get done pumping his gas, and then he hops in his car and then responds to his 14 text messages, even though he's got a growing line. And then I've got to be Commander Butthead, who has got to get out of the car and be like, man, can you please move up? I'm almost done here, partner. And then I raise my voice. He raises his voice. One of these days, somebody's going to put one between my eyes because I think it's the 1940s and you can just fight with your fists.
So for those who don't know, Buc-ee's is a massive convenience gas station. Started in Texas, officially in Tennessee.
What Chandler Emerson is trying to say, it's the greatest thing that you don't know about. And if you do know about it, we'll see you in Crossville at 9 o'clock. I mean, dude, they have everything. When my friends ask me, what is Buc-ee's? Because like I always tag myself checking in. I always send you a snap. I always do something to let people know where I'm running the flagpole up. All right, I'm putting my flag. Tyler has checked in at Buc-ee's. Ivins, what is Buc-ee's? It is essentially a crack. It is a, what would you call it?
Convenience store?
Yeah, but what did you refer to it as? A travel convenience store? What's the best way?
Sure.
Travel stop, sure. It is the Cracker Barrel of travel stops. Everybody's been to a Cracker Barrel. When you go to pay your bill, what do you got? You got candy right there. You got a little shop. You got little shirts. You got little trinkets, ornaments, postcards. Think of that times seven. And Buc-ee's has everything you need. Chandler Emerson, if I walked into his office right now, easily has that Buc-ee's logo with that adorable gopher with its teeth sticking out. You probably have that gopher logo.
I have three mugs in my office.
Okay, so three mugs, bag of coffee. If I catch him on the right days wearing shirts, probably five logos. I get so excited, I just go into sneezing fits. You're talking about one of the most amazing concepts ever created, now officially in the state of Tennessee. Hey, I'm putting you on the spot. When is Sevier County? When is that one open up?
I think it's going to be end of next year, at least.
Why?
At the time, it will be the biggest Buc-ee's in the country.
What? Is that why? Is that why it's taking so long? Because usually they put these things up like McDonald's.
It'll take some time.
I know, the installation of all the gas pumps. You got to make sure it's Buc-ee's fit perfectly to the T. Folks, you're going to be doing a lot of traveling this summer, okay? Maybe even up to Crossville. You're going to go through Kentucky. You'll go through Georgia, Florida, wherever. Trust me on this. If there's anything that you will trust me on, you hate my takes about Tennessee football, warranted, all right? You don't like the fact that I cheer for different teams than you don't, I get it. But if there's anything that you will trust me on, an experience of a lifetime that not only you will enjoy, the wife will enjoy, and the eight kids and the family truckster, stop at Bucky's. Buy every one of those little rascals something with that gopher logo on it. Get yourself some brisket on the board and spend some money and just soak in the beauty and the glorious, just the glorious scene that is Bucky's, okay? Gosh. A gas station where you won't feel like you won't get in a bad mood because everybody there is in a good mood. Even the person, even the worst grouch in America stops at Bucky's and goes, you know what? I got 15 minutes to not be a jerk.
The biggest negative effect for Bucky's is you'll be so mesmerized, you'll spend some time in there.
That's the thing. I almost missed my flight out of Houston last year because I was at Bucky's. I looked at my watch and said, I got 2 hours to kill and I'm 15 minutes outside of the airport. I'm just going to go to Bucky's. I got caught up talking to an employee at Bucky's 30 minutes. That was after being in the store over an hour. Did not take into consideration returning the rental car. And I just assumed, oh, I've got TSA pre-check. I'll be through the gate in 10 minutes. TSA pre-check was closed that day. Dang near missed my flight. Houston to Atlanta, Atlanta to Knoxville. All right, 825. Let me know if you're serious about going to Crossville because, you know, I got some things I got to take care of here at the office. But when I'm done, brisket on the board, sucker. Star pinch cut. All that money we made last week going 4-1 during Ryan with Diamonds. I've got some pocket change, so if you want some brisket on the board, we'll talk about it. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Start pitch cuts next. All right, all right. Sheesh. You. You listen. Dude, we have some of the greatest listeners in the world. And this is not sarcasm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, are we back on the air? Okay. See, this is why you need the premium subscription to listen to us while we're off the air. This is incredible. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Conversations about Bucky's taking over the airwaves in the last, I don't know, 7 minutes. We just had a caller. My favorite thing about Bucky's are the beaver nugs. They're delicious, man. It's like large Captain Crunch pieces that are like the shape of nuggets, all right? Remember when I was telling you the greatest thing for you to do is to stop by Bucky's on your family road trip or your family vacation this year? Yeah? Okay. Your kids are going to want the beaver nuggets. You're going to want the beaver nuggets. Just grab a bag of beaver nuggets. I know they're beaver nuggets. And what did I just do? I just called the Bucky's mascot a gopher for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, Barry just dragged Tyler off air.
That's fine. Dude, hook me up to the back of your tailgate, man. Just drag me through the forest. Not only that, not one, not two, but in the last 4 minutes during that break, three different people either sent me a photo or a screenshot of their wall calendar, desk calendar, or as the third person just did, screenshot of their actual smartphone calendar. And on that calendar, they have either handwritten or typed Bucky's grand opening in Crossville, Monday, June 27th. My goodness.
Take a vacation day today?
Oh, are you kidding me? Let's get to the next two segments and get out of here so we can get to Bucky's already. I'm jealous. Star pitch cut time. It's happening here on the starting lineup. Do your worst, dude.
Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day.
No, it's National Bucky's and Crossville Day is what it is. Go ahead.
What's the best cake to celebrate with?
Oh, come
Star pitch cut. Ice cream, cookie, normal cake.
All right, the normal baked cake is always an option, but it's not the best out of these three. This might be controversial, but I know I'm not wrong. The best cake to celebrate with, you start the cookie cake, you bench the ice cream cake, you cut the normal baked cake. I'm sorry, I don't understand it's tradition, I understand it's the original. It doesn't stand the test of time. It gets a cookie cake or an ice cream cake, but the cookie cake, just by the smallest margins, it edges out the ice cream cake. Am I right?
That is the correct order.
Is it really? I took you as an ice cream cake fan.
Yeah, but then it gets messy real quick.
Yeah, if you don't eat it within the first 2 minutes it's on your plate, gone, bye, trash it.
It was on this day in 1973 when Live and Let Die hit theaters.
Love James Bond.
What is the best film in the James Bond series? Star bench cut, Live and Let Die, Goldfinger, Dr. No.
Live and Let Die actually is one of the worst movies. Roger Moore, good actor. Wouldn't say he was the best Bond. Would never say that. It was a... Went great, went bad. It was just an okay movie. Goldfinger, without question, the greatest Bond film of all time. And Dr. No, might be a close second. So for me, you start Goldfinger, without a doubt, with an exclamation point, lock it down. I'm going to bench Dr. No, you cut, live and let die. Do you like James Bond?
Yeah, I love James Bond.
You're lucky. You are very lucky because I believe you've had the blessing of being able to see the best James Bond. I'm going to upset some people with this comment. I believe, look, you can't, Sean Connery was very, 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 very good. Daniel Craig was almost as equally as good. What I was getting at is Royale. I think, Christina Royale. Oh my gosh. I think you've been very lucky because one of the best, don't talk about that scene. It makes me cringe every time. Daniel Craig, just as good as Sean Connery as James Bond. So you've been very lucky at your age to see Daniel Craig, a very good James Bond actor.
It was on this day in 2000 when Nelly released Country Grammar.
Oh, hot-ish!
Best hip-hop album in your lifetime. Starbench Cut, Country Grammar, the Marshall Mathers LP, The Blueprint.
Who my age of 36 did not own Nelly's Country Grammar? All right. Hip-hop was like third on my list of favorite music of all time, but I owned the Country Grammar album, and I played it until the CD just wouldn't read anymore. In my car, in my Discman, my Walkman, my radio disc player in my room. I mean, it was just fantastic. Jay-Z, in my opinion, is the greatest current living rapper of all time. But he's the number two to this. And I know everybody loves Eminem, but to me, the Marshall Mathers LP is not close to the other two. So I'll start Country Grammar. I'll bench the Blueprint, and I'm going to cut the Marshall Mathers LP.
Today is June 27th. Who's the best athlete to wear number 27? Star Bench Cut, Steve Atwater, Mike Trout, Eddie George.
Oh, man. This is not as easy as many people think it is. Atwater was just put in the Hall of Fame not too long ago. I want to say maybe a year or two ago, Atwater got put into the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Oh, man. But I still think he's the cut here. I want to make sure I don't talk out of my rear end. Multiple-time MVP in Mike Trout. Heisman Trophy winner in Eddie George. Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Atwater. I'm going to start Eddie George. Man, I think I've got this one wrong. I'll start Eddie George. I'll bench Mike Trout. I'll cut Steve Atwater. Now that I said it out loud, I think I should have started Trout, but.
Something you didn't ask for. 8-year-old Chandler Emerson meeting Eddie George at Nashville Shores.
How'd that go?
It was awesome.
I think the reason why I started Eddie George is because the greatest Tennessee football game I've ever attended in my life. My mom gave me a choice on Christmas. I opened up an envelope under the tree and it said, choose your own adventure. You're going to be in Orlando, Florida. Do you want to go to Disney World or do you want to go to the Tennessee Citrus Bowl where the Vols took on Ohio State? Just poured rain all day. And I stood in a section with Ohio State fans, with my uncle wearing Tennessee gear, and I watched Tennessee's defense just drag Eddie George's carcass through puddles all day. Tennessee won that game. You want to know another true story about that day? It's the first time in front of my family members I actually cussed because Ohio State scored, and I yelled the D word out loud. My uncle's like, you're lucky you're at this game with me. I'll tell your mama. Yes. All right. Tennessee beat Ohio State that day, and I was just over the moon.
The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup last night after starting the season as odds on favorite. Which season favorite is likely to win their sports championship? Star Bench Cut, Dodgers, Bills, Warriors.
So the Dodgers are the odds on favorite to win the World Series at the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. The Bills right now are the odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl. And just days after they had just won the NBA championship over Boston, the Warriors are already Vegas favorites to win next year's 2023 Pro Basketball Championship. To me, this is pretty straightforward. I'm going to start the Bills. I don't think anybody slows down Buffalo this year. They win the AFC. They go to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, after the whole I don't get to touch the ball and overtime coin flip fiasco, they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I'll bench the Warriors repeating next year. Will's Dodgers, man, they just can't get out of their own way right now with injuries. I think there's too many injuries. I don't know if they're going to have enough firepower to get back into the race. And I really think that they really did themselves a number when Dave Roberts says, I guarantee we're going to win the World Series. You don't throw out guarantees, especially Major League Baseball. Season's way too long. Too many variables. The Dodgers are the cut. You want to have one more for me? 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. No, turn your microphone back on. We're not doing this. You already know.
You know exactly why.
Yeah, I know exactly why. No. This is the starting lineup. We don't let anybody off the hook, okay? Why did you not want to read one of those other ones? Is it because the name pronunciation? It's fine.
You could say that.
Go ahead and read the question. We'll go through the answers.
It was on this day in 2013 when Anthony Bennett was selected number one overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Vomit.
Who's the worst NBA top selection of your lifetime?
Okay, and the options are what? Anthony Bennett. Yep.
Quanae Brown.
Yep.
Michael.
What's that last name? He played at Pacific. He was the Clippers' number one overall selection. I bet if you sounded out.
Olowokandi.
That was great. Anthony Bennett, Kwame Brown, Michael Olowokandi. That's absolutely right. So why the heck did you not want to read that on the air? You have to have confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I was going to skip that one today.
Yeah, well, the correct answer is in that order. You start Anthony Bennett, you bench Kwame Brown, you cut Michael Olowokandi.
Honorable mention, Hasheen the Beat.
Was he during my lifetime?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
No, what's it really? Yeah, do some checking while we say what's up to Jeremy, our friends over at Blue Water Climate Control. Hey, listen, same day, if you want to make sure that everything's running well when it comes to your HVAC, you need to give them a ring, especially because just the smallest adjustment can make a huge difference in your bill each and every month when it comes to these hot summers. You can find our friends online. That is bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. All right, so let's do this. Let's come back. Let's get a ride with Ivan's play in here for the day. Find out who's officially driving up to see Buckeyes here in Crossville. You guys are nuts. Now you're personally texting me on my personal phone wanting to join us. We can't carpool all of you guys up to Crossville. You guys got to do your own travels. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup Finals. Their series victory came in Game 6, 2-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning, ending their two-straight title run. It's the first Stanley Cup Finals championship for Colorado since 2001. Ole Miss won its first College World Series title after defeating Oklahoma 4-2. The Rebels were the final team to make the postseason field, yet made quick work in Omaha with a two-game sweep of the Sooners. NASCAR Chase Elliott took home NASCAR's checkered flag in the Nashville race yesterday. Kurt Busch came in second, then Ryan Blaney finished third. It's 8:43, Riding with Ivan's coming up next. Good morning, I'm Chandler Emerson.
Welcome back to the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Hey, how goes it? Tyler Ivins. Say what's up to our friend Tyler O'Brien. Where can you find him? You can find him at American Outdoor Equipment, located in Rockwood off Gateway Avenue, 245-5213, your local East Tennessee Branson dealers. And, you know, when you talk about what Branson is able to do for your outdoor space, both for your home as well as your business, June's the perfect time for you to stop by and see Tyler and all of his friends and all the family members that are helping you out at American Outdoor Equipment. Because then you wouldn't be missing out on the huge Branson 2515 tractor shuttle shift or hydrostatic sale right now for $19.99. That means you're saving over $2,000 on your purchase of that Branson tractors only at American Outdoor Equipment. Okay, last week we went 4-1. Then Friday, this dunce behind the microphone decides to change things up and go to hockey instead of baseball. And the Avalanche, of course, had to wait till Sunday to lock up the Stanley Cup championship. That's my fault. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize last week from keeping us for a perfect 5-0 week because I decided to talk hockey instead of baseball. I won't make that mistake again. Yes, because the hockey season's over. I can't make that mistake again. All right, so let's go back to baseball, shall we? Tonight, we are going to keep our eyes focused on where? Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. What am I doing? I'm riding with the Texas Rangers tonight. Do you know how much I love Dylan Cease of the Chicago White Sox? Like, anytime he's on the mound, you know I'm probably going to bet the White Sox. There's another pitcher that when he's on the hill, we should get excited and spend some money on that day. His name is Martin Perez. He's the lefty of the Texas Rangers, and my man has been absolutely on cruise control since the start of the season. Mr. Perez, he is 5-2 with an ERA just south of 2. And this is a guy who's been continuing to eat innings. And boys, I don't even want to talk to you about what he's done in the month of June. 6 innings, 5 innings. The earned run average has just been absolutely disgusting. He's found a way to keep the ball in the ballpark. I think he's going to do the same thing tonight in Kansas City. Not to mention, here's the reason why we're also taking Texas and fading Kansas City. Anybody want a show of hands? What Kansas City's record at home is this year? They're 13-23. That's bad baseball. Bet against them, and you can still get the Rangers at an affordable number right now. Your play for Monday, June the 27th. We'll take the Texas Rangers on the money line tonight, minus 130, riding with Ivins. Thank you to our friends at American Outdoor Equipment. Chandler Emerson, what time does the vehicles pull out of the parking lot for Crossville, Tennessee, that you say is only 50 minutes away? Well, we all know there's going to be a line backed up off the interstate to try to get into the Buc-ee's that are just now open in the state of Tennessee. The very first one that is open in the state of Tennessee.
Historic day.
It is. Don't give me that sarcastic tone. This is a historic day. Going to get ourselves some, like, dude, they actually have Buc-ee's river rafts. Let's get yourself an inner tube. Got that big old Beavers logo on it. Not a gopher, a beaver.
Beaver onesie.
I don't know. I don't have any friends that have babies. Do
no. I'm talking adult onesies.
No, they don't.
They do.
Shut up. Is it just one big logo, or is it like multiple logos?
No, you're quite literally a beaver.
I'm sorry. It's got a hood that flips up as a beaver.
Yeah, I can't say I have it, but
oh, shut up. Yes, you do. You just don't want to tell everybody on the air you own a beaver onesie.
I wouldn't hate someone if they had it, but
look at
pretty
me.
Bold.
Look at me through the glass. I want to see your eyes lock eyes with me. Tell me you don't have the beaver onesie.
I don't have it.
Okay, you're telling me the truth. So look, everybody has a wish list.
No, it's not.
Is that on your Buc-ee's wish list when we go to Crossville today?
No, it's not.
People think we're screwing around. I'm going to get text messages at like 9:10. They're like, show me you're on the road. I'm going to send photos from the interstate of us driving to Crossville. And then there are other people who are listening right now. They're going, how can somebody get this excited about a travel stop coming to like, I'm sorry, I didn't lose my mind about this when Pilot Flying J came into the fold. I didn't get this excited. What was the company? Casey's? I used to work in Iowa, where Casey's is from. I didn't get this excited when Casey's bought Pilot, or they're making the transition now. Dude, we're going to Buc-ee's. We're going to have ourselves a good time. I'm just saying, overall, if you get a chance to be able to stop at one of these amazing places, do it, okay? We found out today also that Zakai Ziegler might be the most popular Vol on campus right now. Look, somebody had to replace Folky. We're not 100% yet that we're allowed to just say the best player or most popular Vol plays the most popular position on the most popular sport on campus, which would be quarterback for Tennessee football. But if it's not Hendon Hooker, then it's probably Zakai Ziegler. And how could you not love what Zakai has done? His story, both the good and the bad, has been absolutely remarkable. And the fan base here in Knoxville, on top of opposing rival fan bases, have wrapped their arms around Zakai Ziegler as well, especially the situation when Zakai's family lost their home in New York to that fire. Now Zakai Ziegler has a chance, not just for last year, but for the upcoming 3 seasons, to take over as the starting point guard and just continue to see his popularity just go through the roof. You think Zakai Ziegler's just juiced up right now about the Buc-ee's opening up in Crossville as we are? Probably not, but if he doesn't, I bet Zakai Ziegler would love him some Buc-ee's. You think we should contact Spire and be like, hey, we're going to do an NIL deal with Zakai. What do you want to do? We just want him to ride with us up to Crossville. Go to the Buc-ee's, and we'll bring him back. They'd hang up the phone immediately. All right. Eric Ainge, Brian Rice. Is Brian Rice wearing Stanley Cup championship gear? You get that overnighted the last 8 hours from Fanatics? If there's anybody who could pull it off, it'd be Brian. EA and Brian are next. We'll step aside now. My name is Tyler Ivins. It's been a pleasure. Probably a good chance I'm going to get handed a couple things I don't want to see whenever I walk out of this room. But who cares? It's Buc-ee's Day in the state of Tennessee. You're listening to 99.1, The Sports Animal. Just like me, go out and make this the best Monday possible. We're going to Buc-ee's.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.